Siches Haran, on page Yudalit in the orange one, it's Ois Tesvav. Ois Tesvav. Omar Shul Chachma Malach Gedoy Lias Kamoy Behema. Ibn Achman said that it's a great Chachma, it takes great wisdom. And it's a Malach Gedoy, it's an art. Malach Gedoy, it's a big Malach. To be like an animal. What does Ibn Achim mean? Obviously, he's not talking about the Nefesh of Bahamas and acting in a way that's not appropriate. So we know already by now what he's talking about. And these shtiklach, these pieces in the Sichas Haran, the last few in this Mahalach. But it means to be Behema. Says by the Malachas HaMishkan, all those in whom Hashem gave wisdom, Chachma Behema. But Rabbi Nachman is making a play on those words. Chachma Behema means Bahem, within them, but it says Behema. So Rabbi Nachman says, Kol Hashemasna Hashem Chachma Behema. It's a chachma to be a behema. Kol Hashem Nosan Hashem chachma behema. A person has to be very, very fortunate to have such chachma, to be a behema, and to perfect the malacha of being a behema. This is the hardest thing in the world. This is what we've been talking about. I really didn't know. I've been seeing these bumper stickers all over the place. Says on it, I'm a poshut yid. and I didn't know what that is about. That somebody, what is that? That, what kind of a, you know, bumper stickers? All kinds of strange things. People have their messages over these. What's this? I'm a poshut yid, and someone told me that this is a song that is popular or something, and it's much more poshut to put it on your bumper to say I'm a poshut yid. I'm a poshut yid. So one of the chevra was telling me, who told me what this is about. He brought it up. He said that there's a, you know, this bumper sticker is poshut. He said, yeah, what is with this poshut? So he said that he was someplace, and a galach, a priest, asked one of the chevrayim, asked him, he said, this priest said that he knows quite a bit of Hebrew, and he asked, what is that? I'm a poshut yid. Is that, you know, it's Yiddish, what does it mean, I'm a person to you? So my friend was thinking, how do I explain this to a guy? And not only a guy, but a galach. How do I explain to him, since I'm a person to you? I told him that, you know, you can't explain, like the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz said, that even to oneself. The Baal Shem HaKadosh said, in the Maisa of the Baal Shem, from his grandfather, he said, how could he explain? The Maisa is that there was a, you know the story, it's a famous story, that there was a, by the Baal Shem, there was a, people used to come to him, not only Jews, but Lahavdil Goyim came to him for refuahs, cures, and so on. And there was a very big, big poritz, a very rich person there, a very powerful person, whose son was very sick, something like that. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh, he asked the Baal Shem to help, and the Baal Shem, he promised him to be good to the Jews, was all nice. And there was a conversation that took place there, or maybe he was sick himself, and the Baal Shem Tov told him that he has to control certain desires that he has. It's not good for him, it's hurting. And the parish is saying, how's it possible? And he said, and he asked the Baal Shem Tov, how do you control your desires? So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, I'm an old person. It's not so hard for an older person. So his grandson, Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer, asked the Baal Shem Tov, How come you gave him such an answer? I'm an old man. Why don't you tell him the truth? The truth of a yid, that he has koiches to control his taivas. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that it's impossible for a guy to be masik such a thing. So why just make him crazy and confused? So I just told him I'm an old man. But Baruch Meshbis has said that over. He said the truth is that even a Jew can't understand what it means. Not that you can't explain to a guy What does it mean, a parsha to Yid? And it's not going to help if you put on a bumper sticker. A parsha to Yid. But how does one understand within himself a parsha to Yid? Kol ha-shanosna Hashem chachma behema. Hainu shu chachma la'asais atzma ki behema. It means that it's a big chachma that a person should make himself like a behema, no matter how smart he is. He could be the smartest person in the world. Be a brilliant person. Like we saw by the tzaddikim, this midah of pashtas, of tamimas, of Moshe, by Shamazam, all the tzaddikim, it's not. So many of the stories revolve around that nakuda of the pashtas, of the tamimas. Latsas asma ki behema, kameshomu rabbi senzo chan l'vroch al-pasik, Adam u'behema teshi Hashem. It says in Pasuk, in Tehillim, Adam u'behema teshi Hashem. A man and an animal Hashem will save. Teshi Hashem. So Chazal say on that, what does that mean, Adam u'behema teshi Hashem? How do you put an Adam with a behema together in one Pasuk? Adam u'behema teshi Hashem. Hashem, help me out, help my dog. What does that mean, Adam u'behema teshi Hashem? What does that mean, Adam u'behema teshi Hashem? So Chazal learned that, revealed to us the Aymek, the deeper meaning of that pasuk. It means, Eilu b'nei Adam sharumim b'daz. It means there are b'nei Adam, real b'nei Adam, brilliant b'nei Adam, an Adam. Sharumim b'daz, that are clever and shrewd, smart people. U'mesimen atzman k'behema. But they have learned this art, this chachma, of making themselves like behema. A behema means that the person accepts, like an animal, the ol, the responsibility of doing the will of its master, without any chochmas, without having to understand what it's carrying. You never had such a maisa that an animal should ask, when the person goes to put the thing on their back, the animal says, one second, first you have to tell me what that's about, and what's in there, and what's that going to do for me, and how's that going to help me, and the animal doesn't have such a thing. So it's possible for a Jew to reach a madrega like that. Adam u'behema teshi Hashem means an Adam, what's the biggest Yeshua? When is a person worthy of the greatest Yeshuas? When the Adam makes himself kibehema. Adam u'behema teshi Hashem. A person who's a ben Adam, and he understands that this is he understands, he's smart, and his seichel tells him that his seichel tells him to do something against the Torah. Or his seichel tells him not to do a mitzvah. His seichel tells him to indulge, whatever it is, his taivus. He's a bal seichel. But despite the fact that he's a bal seichel, he's an adam, he makes himself into a behemoth. And that's the deeper meaning of Kol HaShanosna Hashem Chachma Behemah. Rabbi Nachman says it's a gewaldige Chachma to do such a thing. And that's what it says in Tehillim. Kamaisha Amar Asaf, it says in Tehillim, Vani Ba, the Dor Melch brings different kapitlachas, of course, from different people. Vani Ba'ar V'loy Eda. I'm a Ba'ar, a boor, Ba'ar, a Shaita, a fool. Vani bar v'loy eda. I don't know anything. That's what David Mel said about himself. Vani bar v'loy eda. Behemes hayisi imach. I'm like a behema with you. Behemes hayisi imach. You see in the note that there are a few Torahs here. There are many Torahs in Likutei Moran. There are many Torahs in Likutei Moran that go on this nakuda, that talk about this, and we already saw a little bit in Simin Yutes, in the second Chelek in Tinyana, in Simin Yutes there, Rabbi Nachman talks about the contrast between this Jew, a Parshat Yid, a simple Jew, and meaning a Jew who makes himself into a behemoth. And the antithesis of that Jew is the Bechina of Amalek. And Rabbi Nachman teaches over there, in Tinyana Simin Yutes, Rabbi Nachum teaches over that the whole Indian of Amalek is to go into Chakiris. Amalek insists on understanding everything. which on the outside it's something which is very admirable, and it might be something which is extremely advantageous when it's a question of work, science, myth, whatever it might be, to understand. The whole Metzius, Ben Nachman shows there with many psukim and chazals, the whole Metzius of Amalek is, I can't move ahead with something unless it makes sense to me, unless I understand it. And the result of that way of life, it says, Beferish and Chumash, V'lo Yirei Elokim. V'lo Yirei Elokim. That's the opposite of Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma is Yiras Hashem. We believe, and this is the way we have to live, is the biggest chachma is what Rabbi Nachman is saying here. Reishis chachma, the beginning of all wisdom. The highest chachma, like Rabbi Nachman says, chachma malach yidale is k'may v'ayma. Reishis chachma is not my chakiris, my philosophizing, my having to understand and to figure out. Reishis chachma is the Yiras Hashem. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman explains that in that Torah, that the tzaddik also goes into chakiris. The tzaddik is not a chayker. The tzaddik, especially we see by the Kadmonim, by the Rishonim, but the Rambam wasn't a chayker. The Psadigon wasn't a chayker. The Tanoim and Amorim were not big philosophers. They were brilliant philosophers. They were every second of their lives. They were chakirs. They were thinking and trying to work things out. That's who they were. But Rav Nachman explains that when the tzaddik goes into chakirs, when the tzaddik goes into chachmas, it's always with a munah. He's machzik his atzmoi b'munah tzaddik b'manasa yichya. The tzaddik, and that's why people who are not ready for that, and people who do not have proper yirshamayim, we understand that they're taking a very great risk by going into chachmas, by going into chakirus. Depending on what, of course, those chachmas and chakirus are. We're not talking about a person trying to understand how a light bulb works or something, but chachmas that are nageya, that could have a nageya to amunah, to Torah. I remember when we were growing up, so I was in Queens, and a lot of the chevra were taking classes in Queens College, and there was anthropology, and even guys that went to YU or other places, but they would go for intercession for a summer or something, and there was anthropology, and I remember kama people that they grew up in frum homes, and they were living in yeshivas their whole lives, and they went for a 3-week class in anthropology. And there was one particular professor there, a Yid, one particular professor there, that he had such a kach dibur, and his personality was very, very charismatic. And I remember the guys, caused such a bilbul in emunah, problems in emunah, and people really going away from Torah mitzvahs. Most of them, I think, came. I don't know where all these guys are, that we grew up together, but I think some went through a hard time, Sveikus. To begin with, there was sveikus. Things were not clear, and there wasn't a strong emunah, and there wasn't a strong yerushamayim. And then you go to some professor, and he gets up there, and he takes out this book, the book that he wrote, and he starts to tell you, oh, this is of course. And he tells all of their things. So a tzaddik doesn't go into the chakiris like that. The tzaddik that taught us this is Moshe Rabbeinu. In the war against Amalek, which is the war against Chachmas. It says Vihi Yodav Emuna. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's arms were held up and they were faithful. Vihi Yodav Emuna. So Ibn Achman explains there in that Torah in Tinyon Yotes, Ibn Achman says that the Yadayim, the arms, are a symbol of a Poshitid, of a simple jewel, on Chachmas, not Chachmas. Because what do the arms always mean? What do the arms mean? The hands, the arms. Means Lamaisa. Also holding up and davening, right? Tefillah. But Lamaisa, the hands of a person, that means the Maisim Toivim, the Poshet Maisim, Kol Mitzvei Sech Amunah. It means the actions of a person in this world. David Mel said, Kol Mitzvei Sech Amunah. All of the mitzvahs depend on Amunah. Kol Mitzvei Sech Amunah. That's the Hepech of Amalek. Amalek, everybody knows, is the Gematria Sufik. Doubt, Chochmas, and Chakiris, and so on. And And that's where Menachem talks over there about even when it comes to mitzvahs. We'll talk about that. We'll see that inside in the second Torah that he brings here, which is also in Tinyana, the second chalik of Likut Imran in Torah Mem Dalet. You take a look at the page that you have in front of you. Just a little, you can see a little bit from this Torah. It's not a very long Torah, but you see it's a very important point on this Nakuda that we're learning. This is from Likut Imran, the second chalik Tinyana. This is the Torah Mem Dalet. Also talking a lot about apikorsis and kfira and the chakiras and the philosophy and so on. Remember that Ibn Achman was a baki in all philosophy and all of these things. He knew it inside out. So you see where the line is on top, like six lines down. Ibn Achman, I already explained this in many places. To distance oneself very much. Not to look at all into these books. Not to look at all to study these books of chakiris and philosophy. And Rabbi Nachman, as many of you know, was not only against studying the secular, the non-Jewish books, but even when it comes to afilu misfarm shel chakira, shechibru gedolei me'achein bnei Yisrael. The Rabbi was fire. The Rabbi Nachman was fire against learning by Nevuchim and other Sfarim, even of the Tzaddikim, of the Rishayim, who wrote Sfarim and Chakirus, that they wrote those Sfarim because that's what the people, the Yidden, were all learning these things. They were going and studying these things, and they were being brought further and further away from Amunah because of what they were reading, where they lived. So therefore, the Rishayim responded that they had to come out with Sfarim in order to be able to help. That's why the Rambam says is Mer Nevuchim, a guide for the perplexed. There were many people that were lost in that. Nevuch means confused. And the Rambam wrote Mer Nevuchim. Reb Sadigan wrote Emunis Vedeus. Emunis Vedeus was the first actual sefer of Emunah. Emunis Vedeus. And so the Rishonim had to write these Svarim in order to save the generation, those times that they were living in. But Rabbi Nachman said that time is no longer now. And once the Zohar Kodesh was revealed to the world and all the things of Bechlal not Shaykh, and none of us even grew up at a time when we're tempted by those kind of books. But in other ways, like I said, this class or that course, in different ways. But it was more mislabish in science now than, I don't think, most people nowadays don't have a taiva to study philosophy. There are some people that they like that. But the ikka kfiras are coming now from a misunderstanding, a misrepresentation of scientific theories and so on. Akalpanim, Rabbi Nachman was against even learning, even reading the Jewish, the Sfarim. Lavilai kalab sifrach. I feel in the Sfarim shel chakir shechibru gedolei me'achein bnei Yisrael. And here to Rabbi Nachman, don't be a chacham. Don't be a chacham. You don't have to prove anything. Don't be a chacham. Be pashut. And that's the biggest chacham. It's to be a behema. Gam mehem tzarech laharchik ma'ayt. Even from these svarim, you have to stay very far away. Kehei mazikim ma'ayt le'emunah. Where they used to help emunah, and those rishonim were coming to rescue Jews who were lost in that confusion of philosophy. Now, Rabbi Nachman says already by now, once already the Ari HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh, once Pnimius HaTor has been revealed, reading these Sfarim, Amazik Ma'od Le'amunah, even though they were written by big tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, it's mazik, it damages a person's Amunah. Kidai lanu be'emunah seinu shekibana ma'avaseinu HaKadoshim. The Amunah that we received from our holy fathers, our ancestors, that's Dailanu. That's enough for us. V'zeklal Gadol, this is a great principle, v'yisoid v'ikir v'avedis Hashem, and a very big yisoid and an ikir in serving Hashem, li'ayis tam v'yasha, to be simple straight, like we learned last week, that Rabbi Nachum says, Makan and Erlich Yid. These Makan are people that never read those books. Makan and Erlich Yid. We as Tom Vyosha. Lavat Oisei Zbrach Betmimus. Serve Hashem Betmimus. It's hard. That's a word also that it's very difficult to explain even to ourselves. Tmimus. But that means Tomim Tiyem Hashem Lekecha. Tmimus. To be simple and to be pure. And in a certain way to be even naive. Lishum Chachmas V'chakivas Klal Klal Lai. Without any Chachmas, any Chakivas Klal Klal Lai. Gami Chochmas, now listen carefully. So here, Rabbi Nachman now, he goes to the next level. He says, even when it comes to our Avodas Hashem, so until now he's talking about studying things, Chakiris, and getting involved in Chochmas and Chakiris, intellectual Chochmas and Chakiris outside of Torah Mitzvahs. But he says, Gami Chochmas Sheyesh Ba'Avodas Hashem Ba'atzmai, Sarach L'Harchik Ma'ayit. Not only that, but even when it comes to Chochmas and Avodas Hashem, Tzarech l'harchik ma'ayid, you have to stay very far away. What does that mean? Ki kol eilu ha'chochmas shel ha'olam. All of the Chochmas of the world, all of the Chochmas of the world, sheyesh l'hanichnosim u'maschilin k'tzas b'avodas Hashem, people who have decided that they want to become, they want to be Avdei Hashem. They want to be Oivdim. They want to serve Hashem. And they're coming into that with certain Chochmas. Einam Chochmas Klal. It's not Chochmas at all. Zeymak Dimyonis Ushtusim Ubabulim Gedailim. All the Chochmas of the world, if you want to apply them to Avodas Hashem, and you think that you're going to take from your experiences and your Chochmas that you have, and you're going to apply them into your Avodas Hashem, he says that it's all delusion, imagination, shtusim, foolishness, bilbulim, confusion, gedolim. Ve'lo ha'chochmas ma'apilin mo'idus ha'odim me'avodas Hashem. And these chochmas cause a person to have a great downfall, a great nefila, in avodas Hashem. Now look what Rabbi Nachum says here now. Da'hei numa she'choyshe ve'choyker medaktik b'yoyse. You have a yid, he says, that's he has a mitzvah, and in this mitzvah is choyshe v'choyke medaktik b'yoyse. Many people have misinterpreted these next couple of sentences in the Kudam Aran. You have somebody who, instead of doing the mitzvah in Pashtus, we're not talking about learning in yeshiva, you talk all day. He's talking about when it comes to doing a mitzvah. Like you'll have somebody that these things come up now a lot. It's not just a question of whether you're yotze or not yotze. Like all the tefillin, recently there was an Inuit tefillin something, not going into it, there was a shaila. There's some people decided in some, they were learning the sugya of tefillin, and they decided that like everybody's tefillin is possible, and that all the tefillin that our parents and grandparents have been wearing, it's all possible. Because of a certain sheet in halach. So it's the possible of tefillin. And to talk and learn, you keep talking. You could talk in learning about that opinion. You know, a person that's medactic, let's say when it comes, I've spoken about this very often because I remember mice like this, you know, Rosh Hashanah, to go hear the shofar from like, you know, all different balei tekiyah to hear and to worry about every chumrah and to be nervous and anxious over everything when it comes to the Pesach people, that comes to the Seder, with rulers and maps for the letters, to put the map, you know, to make for the letters and all of these chachmas in Avodas Hashem. It's hard to say exactly which is a chachma, which is something which is very necessary and that's very important. You can't say that all of a sudden that who discovered that there are bugs, that there are bugs in vegetables, and that why do we have to look at them? No, but there's a way to look at it. But you have to start, you know, making the Torah institution for bugs and microscopes and all kinds of things. How to figure out exactly what is it that's the Ratzon Hashem? It's not the Ratzon Hashem. So we leave up to the tzaddikim, we leave up to the gedolim, not the people who are not the people, the amateurs who bumped into some Mishnah Berurah that they never heard of before, and all of a sudden got excited that this is a Mishnah Berurah that the world has to know more about this Mishnah Berurah, so you know, so that just in case anybody was happy until now, that they shouldn't be happy. So Reb Menachem was very, very strong against extremism. That's what he's saying here. He talked to a guy, and he has a million chakirs and all kinds of things in this esrog, in this lulav. Again, not whether it's kosher, it's not kosher. I used to have, where I used to learn when we were first married, and there was a afternoon kol, there was a radomsky chassid of Yisrael Elchanan, and he was a tyre, precious Jew, this is Yisrael Elchanan, a tyre yid. He still like wore boots. I mean, in the warm weather, he wore boots and a cap. He was like an old, like from 100 years ago, this year. And the Satmar Rebbe told him to live over there in Kugan Hills. That Satmar Rebbe wanted that the Jews should see a tzura of a Molagi Yid of what looked like a Jew. Because the first thing he asked him was, what are you doing here? he didn't speak, he couldn't speak English. And he used to go to work in Brooklyn. I don't remember what exactly, in some factory or something. He was a Talmud Chacham. And he was a fiery Polish chassid, a Domsky chassid. And he lived over there in Kugan Hills. Back in those days, I'm talking about 30, 40 years ago, when it wasn't like now, where there are more B'nai Torah living in the neighborhood, even if there's some B'nai Torah B'tach, that she'd like this. And he lived there, and he told us, the Satmar Rebbe told him that he has to live there, that it's important for Jews to see such a thing and not to ask any questions. And he did. All the years he lived like that. He walked on the street, and everybody loved him. He was such a ni'imus. The way he spoke to people, and everybody loved him. So this yid went everything about him was with such a pashtus. So I remember that he couldn't take it, and it happened. It was Sukkot. So before Sukkot, Yom Kippur. So there were. Like everybody was, he would be always like 10-15 minutes early for the Seder. He was part of it. He was learning with me. I used to learn with him. I learned with him for around a year, and they would be all friends with him. And they would bring in boxes of lulavim and different things. And so the guys were standing around for 3 hours, and he said, I never in my life saw such a thing. And he says, give me the box. And he picked up a lulav. He says, That's fine. Why can't we learn? We're going to stand here the whole day. He says, why don't you do this after learning? I'll do this before learning. Why don't you do this in the middle of the night? When you're standing here, and he couldn't take it, like with these things, take it up to with the esrog. And he used to always say, if the Baruch Hu look at you like you look at that esrog, you'd be in the garbage fast. It's a good thing the Baruch Hu doesn't look at you the way you look at that esrog. It's hard to, because on the other hand, of course there's a, It's not to see the esrog, but the same way you can't explain what it means to push the yid. That's what this Rabbi Tzolchan, and he didn't like chachmas. He didn't like these chachmas that he saw the Americans or whatever. That he didn't like with the Americans or the new frumkeit with the literature, the American brand of frumkeit. He couldn't take it. And when Chanukah came, there was no seder learning. Also, everybody would leave it like 4:30, 4:45, because they have to light Chanukah candles pink. Look. He says, "What pink? Look? You have to light Chanukah candles 5:23." He says, "I know." Well, I came from. He says, "There were tzaddikim." He says, "Kedosha Elyon," and he said, "I didn't see anybody walking out at 5:23 from the Bais Medrash." Never. You look Chanukah candles a little bit later. You finish the seder, then you go light Chanukah candles. So then you could argue a learning. There aren't chakiris, and people who would hear this tape, those people don't listen to these tapes, but if a person would listen to this tape and say, what are you saying? What about the shittas of this and the shittas of that? What about the Rambam? What about the Rosh? And what do you mean? And the Chanuk and the Chanuk and Chal? Because they never saw Molgi Yidin what they were. Where people served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha in a healthy and normal way, without chachmas. They didn't know halacha, but the Minchas laws didn't know what time to light Chanukah candles. Yeah, the Minchas laws didn't know what to. The Radomsky Rebbe, the Tzaddikim, he was my big Tzaddikim this year. He saw, he lived with them. He didn't learn Yiddishkeit from, the Mishnah Berurah. He learned Yiddishkeit from Yidden. He learned Yiddishkeit from people who were Bekiyim in the Messiah from generation to generation. That's how he learned Yiddishkeit. and he was like this, to that feeling of what it means to be a Jew without any chachmas, and how he used to get so upset when we have these discussions about this and that. And not in learning. When you're talking learning, he was learning. If you're learning a sugi, he was a talmid chacham. But when it came to like things, all kinds of, there was a whole thing. There was another person there that wasn't feeling well. Also an elderly gentleman that wasn't feeling well. So the guys started to talk about what each one, all the young guys all had different ideas of how to help. You know what we should do for this. So Gitzel Chana just said, he couldn't take out this guy. He just got up and he took the yid by his arm and he said, "There's the doctor block from here. Come with me. We'll go to the doctor." All of us are hakiris and chachmas, like about how to help this person. And Gitzel Chana, who's older than him, just says, "Kim with me," and he just looked at us like. All the talk, everything's talking, chachmas. It's hard to explain unless you've met a Jew like that. But it means that type of a Jew. That is without chachmas, without chakiris, pashtis. The right thing to do at that moment. What's the right thing to do at that moment? And how does he know that? Really, who told him that? He went to a course on. He didn't go to any courses on that. There's a hergish of a person, a healthy, normal hergish of a person. So Benachem, look what Rav Nachum says. A person makes all kinds of hakiris and digdukin and doing things, in mitzvahs and doing things. Medakdik and everything, how? You meet a person like this, and he thinks like this, and like that, and all kinds of lumdis. They're always nervous. Am I yoytze? Maybe I'm not yoytze with this. Maybe I'm not yoytze. I'm not talking about a person who is careless. In mitzvah. But you know, even if he does, he buys it in the right place, and says, maybe he's not yoytze, maybe this is not kosher, maybe this can all kinds of drishus and chakiris. I'm not looking when there's a shayla and halacha, but with chumris and digdukim and so on, and he always feels that he was not yoytze the mitzvah, maybe he wasn't yoytze the mitzvah, maybe he didn't do it the right way. Well, a lot of people like that. There are people who are like that, they're just not well. There are people who are not well, that have certain problems. But he says, of course, in those days they didn't have a diagnosis for this. So nowadays there are people that are not well that have things like that. He says, a human being, it's not possible to be 100% b'shleimus. You don't have to hold your tefillin up the whole day to see if it's a square to get some special measuring thing. You let the sofer do that stuff, but you know you're going to sit there. If it looks like it's got bent, then take it to the sofer. It looks like it's straight, and it's okay. Rav Nachum says, the truth is, a human being can never be his responsibility is b'shleimus, to perfection. Can't be perfect. Nowadays you hear a lot of this by people that are saying that this person has problems because he wants to be perfect, right? It has to be perfect. There are a lot of people that have all kinds of emotional machlis because of that, because it has to be perfect. And they make themselves crazy, and they make their husbands and wives and children crazy because it has to be perfect, has to be a certain way. So Rav Nachum says, even when it's coming to Torah mitzvahs, when it's coming to other things, you're trying to do a chesed for a person. You could have ladies, I've seen such a thing with it, they're making, let's say, a varta l'chaim, and they set up the table, and they're standing around the table for 2 hours, and they'll move over the regular. Lewis says, no. And the lights, no, a little bit low. Oh. Person lives his life like that. So what happens to these people is that they generally, like Rabbi Nachman says now, we'll see in a second what he says with these people, what it is. As far as mitzvah is concerned, the Baruch Shalom does not say that you have to be, that the Baruch Shalom doesn't come with tainus against you, that you're a human being. These are rules that we have in Shas. How do you measure the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, the Torah wasn't given to Malachim, you try your best. You look, you see, you try, you measure. And so if a million, again, I'm not going to the Halachas. Halacha deals with these situations, but you see, that like nitna Torah l'malachi asharis, the Torah wasn't given to malachi asharis. A malach can't breathe the air. The air is filled with all kinds of bugs. If we would see with our eyes what's going on over here, we wouldn't be able to breathe. People walk around with oxygen masks. I'm surprised nobody came out with a new kutras binyan, Nishimas Ha'avir in New York, you know, that you have to have air has to have a hechsher on it or something. If they have special things, special equipment to walk around. The air is filled with all kinds of things are in the air. A person every second is breathing in things. And if you think there aren't people that are sitting someplace right now thinking about this, you're wrong. they can't come out with something because they probably asked another God and another God says no, but they're still thinking about it. It upsets them. That how come we can't come out with if some guy could come up with a Shabbos clinic, how come we can't make an oxygen tent or something? You know? Why can't we do that? The Shabbos clinic is a very good thing. He says those Jews who are medaktikim are very, very, very particular with everything, and the machmirim b'chumis yiseris. Now, all kinds of extra chumras, stringencies. Aleihem nemar, regarding such people, I want to tell them a pasuk in chumash. Two words, it says in the pasuk v'chai b'hem. The Baruch Shalom says, I'm giving you the Torah mitzvahs because I want you to live in Torah mitzvahs. I want you to live, and I want them to give you life. I don't want them to make you crazy. Listen to this. Rav Nachman says, the Gemara says, I gave you Yiddishkeit to give you life, not to kill you. Not to kill you. These people, he says, that every single second that they're going with the Dikdukim, the Chumras, Ein Lehem Shum Chiyas Klal. They have no life. They have no Chiyas. These are people who are walking around like zombies with their rulers and their magnifying glasses. That's how they live their lives. No, there's no chiz. Because they're usually medactic also with other people, with the other people's midas. You understand? It's the same personality. What did you say? What did you mean? Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant? I think you meant that? No, I didn't mean that. Sounds like you meant that. There are people that are like that. Those of us who have been to yeshivas know that's not so uncommon. I hold that's what you meant. I didn't mean that. How do I know you didn't mean that? No, I didn't mean that. And then you feel like they're looking at you like a black gemara or something. That says, there's a Rashi, there's a Taisa. I don't know, I was just saying, like, how you doing? How you doing? There are people that are like that. I'm making a little late on this, but not, it's not like a big late on this, a little late on this. There are people that are like that. That with other people, they're medactic in every word. You can't live with people like that. They have all kinds of chumras with people, because the same personality that's going with the hearing 10 shofars and going all day long with magnifying glasses. And in the meantime, he could leave his wife and children to starve, and he's walking around with 45 esrog and going to every pesach in Yerushalayim, standing on line all day long with the crazy people with esrog. And like Diane Fisher said, how come people don't stand over here with their shkolim? I never saw people come to me with their shkolim, with their money to check if it's kosher. Then we come to Esrogin. How come nobody comes to ask me, is this shekel kosher that I made? Only with Esrogin they come. They're very selective, also, these people. Kiyadur. But it's that kind of personality. Chumras, medaktikim, machmirim. They have also chumras with people. And they dukim with people. All kinds of suspicions with people. And always second guessing other people's intentions, and always not being easy with people. It's a certain personality, a medaktik and a machmir, that he's not easy with other people. He's not simple with other people. It's just to enjoy being with people and to be happy and to smile with people. Not always to say like this svara and that svara and to blame this person. That this is what the person is thinking. Sometimes you can be the person and it tells you like 10 different steps that he says you had in your way of thinking. And he said, I'm not even that smart to do that. What are you talking about? He says, no, you had the cheshbon that if I could, then you, and this. I said, I'm almost a day. I never thought of that. I couldn't even think of that. I'm not so smart to think of all your things that you, how come you think like that about me? Because that's how he thinks. That's what he's thinking. He thinks with all kinds of digdukim and chumras. And you tell this guy how to get from this place to get to another place. And then they have the GPS and they have the map quests and all these things. But, you know, you tell a person, so you go, so then the other guy's always sitting there and says, no. What? So he says, you could make four left turns and one this and do that, and you could do all kinds, and then you'll avoid two lights. You know, there's a certain person that they're like in every diktik, like who even knows, like all those lights are and stop signs and... What do you spend your life looking at these things? You drive, this is over here, you try to get over there. I mean, it's a little bit sometimes more complicated because there are things in between here and there. But not akedei kach. It's a certain type of a tipus of a person that it, oftentimes it comes together, the good machmas and how to go and how to this and all kinds of things in svaris. Or if you want to go, and also like to go to, guy will go to like, you know, five different groceries because this sounds... This place they have this, and that place they have that, and here you can get a better peach, and there you get a better banana, and all things. And it's people that live like that, and they like that. Then on the chaver with the children can't wait to get out of those houses. Those are terrible places to be, and you know, people that are like that. And Rabbi Nachman didn't like that. He didn't like chachmas. He used to make fun. He used to make fun. One of the chassidim was like that. When he come to him with these things, he used to laugh and make fun. He didn't like it. But Eilu Medaktik Machimim Machun said, "Lem Nema V'Chay Behem V'Lo Yishamus Behem." The Baruch Hashem says, "V'Chay Behem." I gave you mitzvahs; you should live. V'Chay Behem. V'Chay Behem V'Lo Yishamus Behem. You have to know the halacha, of course. Shaila, you have to ask. But Rachman, every single second of his life was with Shulchan Aruch. But Shulchan Aruch. To be from it means to live with Shulchan Aruch. These people, he says, Ein lahem shum chiyas klal. These big chachamim, they have no chiyas at all. The tamid heim b'maris shchayra, and they are always depressed. They're always depressed. Maris shchayra means depressed. Bile. The mar means the bile in a person. It's black. And he's always depressed and angry. Tomid hem b'maris shchayr. If something in the house is not exactly where they really like, something with their wife is not exactly the way it should be, with the kids, with the esrig, with this, with that, everything has to be pinklach azoy, just like this, a certain way. It's always maris shchayr. These people, maris shchayr, the good people. Machmash and nidvul hem she'enim yoysim dechavosim b'hamitzvus she'oysim. These are the very firm ones, because they always have the feeling that they're not yoytze the mitzvah. I didn't really fulfill the mitzvah completely. So on the outside, it looks like Yerushalayim. But the Rebbe Nachman says, that's not Yerushalayim, that's Chochmas. It's Chochmas that a person, it's his personality that needs Chochmas. That's what Rebbe Nachman was saying at the beginning, which he brought into his Avodas Hashem. That's what Rebbe Nachman says, a person comes to Avodas Hashem with his Chochmas. So he had Chochmas like that before he came to Avodas Hashem. Now he wants to be an Avod Hashem, and he brings all of his Chochmas in. All of his ways of, all of his chakiris and chachmas and dikdukim and chumras, he brings into Avodas Hashem. And now he always thinks he's not yaitzeh derechasam mitzvah shayis. And he also thinks other people are not yaitzeh, not just himself. Also other people are not yaitzeh. So he looks down all the time, other people, but they're not, also not yaitzeh. He's not yaitzeh, he did all these things to be yaitzeh. Certainly other people, he looks down at simple Jews, that they take a lulav and eser, and they don't know what they're doing, and this nobody knows. And they look down on other people also. Ve'ein lahem shum chiyus mishum mitzvah. None of the mitzvahs that Hashem gave to give us life. None of the mitzvahs make them happy. None of the mitzvahs give them chiyus. The mitzvahs get them more nervous and worried. The mitzvahs are supposed to make us happy. None of the mitzvahs, they have no chiyus in the mitzvahs. No v'chai behem. It's no v'chai behem. And shum chiyus mishum mitzvah. So they can be talking day and night about the mitzvah v'samachta b'chegecha. And make hakiris, and the Rambam, and the Shagasai, and this and that, and the do I have to get my wife? Don't I have to get my wife? How does that work? What's the deal? This and that. In the meantime, nobody's happy. So they could be standing there, talking to his chavrus. In the meantime, the wife already left this world. There's all this Jesus and hakiris. To be mesamech, family, on a yontif, on a chalamayim, to be mesamech stam, every day in the house, to be mesamech one's family. And not to go in the family, in the house with all kinds of dikdukim and chumras, even if you want with yourself, not with the children, not with your wife, to have dikdukim and chumras, to be easy, to be easy and to leave them alone. Because anything that you make with the chumras, the children will go the other way if you start making chumras anyway. It's not smart. But the dukim and chumras, he says, in shum chiz mishum mitzvah, machos at the dukim v'amarish chayrus shalhem. Because they have all kinds of marish chayrus. Depressed. And Rabbi Nachman himself wasn't mach many chumas. V'basma and a mach mishum chumakla. Only those that are, of course, when the Ramos says, Tayv la'achma, the Ramos says la'achma, not to men shulchan aruch. I mean, other things, chumas. V'be'emes achar kol ha'chumas. The truth is, after all chumas, hafil mishi yedeh chumas be'emes, achar kol ha'chumas, tzarech la'ashlech kol ha'chumas, v'lavadis Hashem, v'tmimis, b'pshitas gomer, v'lishum chumas. After all the chumas, person has to throw away all of these chachmas and just to serve Hashem, but tmimis, but pshitis, that's what we love the most. We saw that earlier, but Nachman loved those yidden that would say all this thing, all this mirrors that's printed in this mirrors, I'll say it. He just had a love for these Jews. Zeyir chachma gedolish b'kol chachmas. That's the biggest chachma. Like we learned in the Sichas Aran. That's the biggest chachma. Levli liyos chacham klal. The chachma of all chachmas is not to be a chacham. Ki b'emes ein chacham ba'olam klal. Ein chacham ve'ein tuna negda yisbar. The truth is that what chacham is there? Hashem is the chacham. There's no chachmas at all. Ve'ikahu ki rachman alibabai. The ikah of all things is ki rachman alibabai, that the Baruch Shalom wants our hearts. That's what I was talking about, the heart. That the Maharashtra Lubavitch said, the Hetzel, that Nakudas Alev, the Hetzel, that the Baruch Shalom wants the heart. That's the Ikkah.